we can see. The closer I get to it, the bigger it is.
Yeah, but look at the permanent shadowed part, Charlie.
On this side over here?
Yeah. No, yeah. Right here on this one. See that shadow? That must be permanent.
No, I bet you it's not. The sun's going down over there, John.
Yeah, you're right.
See? You come back here in 2 weeks and it'd be dark. Well, maybe a week and you'd have sun over there. Okay, Tony, this is a very blocky area here.
And look at those, look at the shape of that rascal.
Yeah. We don't see any glass, though, particularly.
No, I guess I'd have to call this a black matrix. It's like the matrix has reversed itself now. It's all black matrix.
Well, Tony, that's your house rock right there.
Very good.
Don't get too near the edge of that thing. It falls off. Look over at your right. It falls off pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to just take a little stereo here.
Okay, now we had to come down a pretty good slope to get to this rock, so we may have to leave early to get back.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
We've got about 17 minutes before you'll have to drive off, so we'll have to hustle with this.
Hey, John, here's a, looky here. Can we whack with, see, that's, look at that. See, it's glass coated, and this is just fractured off. We can pull that off. Big chunks of that will come right off. And it looks, it's got a bluish tint to it, doesn't it? It doesn't look like really the basalt.
Look at that shatter cone right there, Charlie. I'll be darned.
It is, yeah.
Sure.
Right there.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Put your tongs up there and I get a...
And take a good picture of that one from Mulberger.
Well, that settles that, huh?
Hey, move it down a little bit.
It settles that, doesn't it, Houston?